been exercising for a very long time and you're a bodybuilder in negativity. Got it. Okay, and that was me, frankly. As positive as I was, that side of me was much stronger than the positivity side. But at least when you have an answer, you know how to take action.
Cue music. Places, everybody, places. We're starting in 3, 2.
It's time for Life Interrupted Radio, a show dedicated to practical skills for your mind, body, and soul. We're hoping we'll go in one ear and stay there. Here's the host of the show, Sharon Saylor.
Welcome to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio, where we look at the rise of autoimmune disorders. The NIH estimates nearly 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder. To put that in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. You'll be as surprised as I was to find out what autoimmune entails. I brought together top experts that range from doctors, specialists, nutritionists, researchers, and even those recovering from autoimmune to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information about autoimmunity and how to live your life uninterrupted. So let's get started. Welcome, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And it's my pleasure to be with you here again. It's Friday night, 7 p.m. going live. It's just great. I just love it. We're doing a pre-record today. Both of us, our busy, busy schedules had us do a pre-record. So thanks for sticking with us. But I know it's 7 p.m. Friday night for most of you. Either you're listening in podcast. And I've got some wonderful chai tea, homemade almond milk. I'm going to slurp it right before you start. Absolutely fabulous. I love it. I love the homemade almond milk part. And I've talked about that for a while. So anyway, I think seem to be on the chai tea kick. Anyway, we've got some really fun things planned. We're going to talk to a dear friend of mine, and we're just going to chat, have just a raw, real conversation about what it's like to have health issues throughout your life. I thought it was an interesting part because both of us have gotten to that place of where we're thrivers. But it's been an interesting journey for both of us. So we're just going to have a raw, real conversation with someone who's been there and understands, right? I think that's the critical part about our community here on the Autoimmune Hour. So let me introduce Terry. In her business, Intuitive Leadership, Terry Wilderman works with strategic and practical leaders who know something is missing. She develops their inner business game. Resilience and communication skills are her expertise, and she just loves to make unstoppable intuitive leaders. She's a highly experienced businesswoman who has a holistic practitioner to heal herself from burnout. Terry is an entrepreneur, facilitator, speaker, and business and executive coach, and top it off, best-selling author. We'll get more into her bio and her books, but right now, welcome, Terry. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Sharon. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, I'm so thrilled to have you here. Terry and I go way back, so we both sort of know where we're going with our conversation tonight.
Yeah, we do.
I wanted some real raw conversations about just having health issues because oftentimes, you know, unless you've been there, it's really hard to know that there's another way, there's an open door. So Terry, tell us a little bit about your history so people can understand, like, you get it too.
Oh boy, do I get it. You know, through my youth, I was always one of these kids that if I was born today, I would have been labeled ADD, ADHD and off the wall and put on drugs. Wow. I'll tell you that right now. And one of the things that I realized growing up was, you know, I had a lot of aches and pains and didn't understand why. So I was somewhat labeled a hypochondriac and I picked up on it. And when I wasn't even able to tell when it was real or when it wasn't real. However, what I will say is this, every month, or in the beginning, it was every 6 months, I would be doubled over because of how bad the pain was in menstruating. And in growing up, dealing with allergies, which I now know are allergies, they were food allergies and didn't even know it then. We didn't know. What I know now compared to what we knew then, we had no clue. I mean, I was constantly on antibiotics. We now know what antibiotics do to the system and how yeast can really affect your body. And what I now know is all those aches and pains that I had when I was a kid and going into high school, all those aches and pains that were so very real, so I thought and sometimes didn't think, I didn't know. Guess what? It was yeast overgrowth. Because when you look at the symptoms of yeast overgrowth, oh my gosh, I had everyone, bam, 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 bam. And one of them included the hyperactivity, behavioral hyperactivity. And then, of course, it affected the monthly. And I'll tell you, it was horrific, horrific. I would be crawling, literally crawling into my gynecologist's office, and he would look at me like just not knowing what to do. And I would be living on 600 milligrams of Motrin every 2 hours, every 3 hours, because it was just so, so bad. And then we went into cysts and on and on and on. And eventually I had, four doctors told me I could never have children because the endometriosis was so bad. And what I was finally diagnosed with endometriosis. My fourth doctor diagnosed me with
endometriosis. Four doctors.
The first three wanted to do hysterectomies.
Yes. I was diagnosed at 16 with endometriosis. Yeah. And at 16 being told, look, let's just take it out.
Yeah. I was in my mid-20s. Yeah, I was in my mid-20s when they finally diagnosed me. And I remember going to my doctor, who was a nun. Really? She was a nun who was an internist. She was a rock star. My mother-in-law asked me to go to her because I was just going through hell and back. And I remember calling her, and she said, come in immediately. And I'm laying on the table, and she's listening to my tummy. She's like, what did you have for breakfast? It sounds like you ate a turkey dinner in there. And I hadn't eaten anything, nothing. So anyway, she then sent me to the gynecologist, who was the one who really gave me hope. Everybody mm-hmm. else either wanted to take it out or whatever, but intuitively, and this is something that's very, very important. From the age of 8, Sharon, I knew, and I set the stage for, I was going to have 2 kids and adopt one. I have always said that. And intuitively, anytime a doctor would say to me, you probably should just have a hysterectomy. No. No.
Trusting myself.
And, you know, I also had lots of food allergies. I mean, let's face it, yeast affects all that too. So there were lots of food allergies, on and on and on. And this doctor said, if by the age of 30, I was hitting 30, and my husband and I was then my then boyfriend. We've been dating for 6-7 years. And she's like, what are you going to do to get him off his butt? Time for you to have a baby. You know, I think she was ready to pick up the phone and call him. What's happening here? And I, you know, we finally did get engaged, and I got married at 31. And I was told, like I said, by 4 doctors, she basically said, I'm not going to guarantee you're going to have a baby, but what we're going to do is we're going to prepare your body to have a baby. I got pregnant 3 weeks after I got married.
There you go. I've often said that medicine is the best guess.
You know?
Nothing's written in stone. I often say that it's their best guess.
Yeah. But
so, sometimes their best guess isn't so good.
That's exactly right. But my poor husband, I feel so badly for him, because I did get pregnant. This was our first year of marriage, and he left the house with me in bed, and he came home and I was still in bed because it was allergy season and I was suffering from morning sickness. It was awful. Poor guy.
Yeah, oh my gosh. So as you're going through this, obviously a complicated history, what was the point where there was this moment? I mean, you were finally diagnosed with endometriosis and beautiful baby on the way, things like that. Sometimes they say pregnancy can resolve endometriosis, in some circles used to say that. But I'm curious, scroll the roll forward and say, at what point was there this turning point where the light bulb went on you and said, these different things I'm being told just don't make sense. And I know you're very intuitive in that gut trusting kicked in, and you said, I'm going to take control.
Well, we're a Navy family. When I had my daughter, we were living in Virginia, Northern Virginia. and we moved to Mayport, Florida. And I really wasn't feeling good. It was just really craziness, and it was this feeling that you just can't put your finger on it. You just felt awful all the time.
Yeah.
And I was
And that's where the label hypochondriac comes in. I hate that label, but yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah. And then on the way home, I remember going to a Kmart. I had my daughter in my car, in the car. So we moved down there when she was 2 years old. And we were at a Kmart and I grabbed a baby Ruth. And I grabbed a baby Ruth because I didn't have time to have breakfast in the morning. And on the way home, I grayed out behind the wheel of the car.
Oh my gosh.
With my daughter. And when I say I grayed out, my vision looked like, you know, those copy books that had the black and white on top of them, you know, that's what my vision looked like.
Wow.
And
terrifying.
It was terrifying. And I pulled over and I waited until, I had to wait for a while, and we didn't have cell phones then, you know, so, I finally was able to get myself home and I called my husband to tell him what was happening. And it appeared that I was also having a stroke at the same time. So they sent me to the Joslin Diabetes Clinic because I had had gestational diabetes with my pregnancy. And because I'm Hispanic, 3% of Hispanic women who have gestational diabetes, and these were the numbers at that time, which was 30 years ago, they end up developing diabetes. So they sent me to the Joslin Diabetes Clinic to find out if that's what I actually had, because it happened immediately after I had the baby Ruth.
Okay. Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. And they did test after test after test. And then they took me to go see a doctor and the doctor there was asking my husband about, you know, there were specific symptoms, because I actually felt my mouth going down, and which is what was, you know, why they thought I was also having a stroke, on and on. To make a long story short, they couldn't find anything wrong with me. Nothing. It was a clean bill of health. Ironically, at the same time, though, I was going to a food allergist.
That's what was my second guess, the peanuts.
Yes. And no, it wasn't the peanuts.
Was it? Okay.
It wasn't the peanuts. And this guy, you know, we did the prick tests all up and down my arms. And he just sat there, and he was an Indian doctor. Okay, he was from India. He was white as a ghost. He's looking at my arms going, oh my God, I'm telling a Cuban that she can't eat soybean and black beans. And I went, what? What are you talking about? Because I'm Hispanic, I'm Cuban, of Cuban heritage. And I didn't care about black beans. But anyway, I ended up being allergic to whole milk, egg whites, beef, and soybean.
Wow, that's in a lot of processed foods. That's in a lot of foods.
And the soybean happened to be in the baby Ruth.
Oh, okay. Oh my gosh. Okay.
So we cleared out all the cabinets. It was insane because there's soybean in absolutely everything. And little by little, I started to heal. And then we went to England. We lived there for 2.5 years. And my daughter was born. I got pregnant with my second child. And I started feeling really bad again after the pregnancy and after we moved home. I was wiped out. I was exhausted. So what had I been eating? I stayed away from all protein. So I was eating carbs, 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 carbs. That was my diet. And what started then, and this goes into why I became a holistic practitioner. My oldest daughter ended up with a severe reaction where this kid had hives on top of hives on top of hives on top of hives on top of hives.
Ooh.
My baby ended up with severe, severe, severe yeast on her bottom, and her little bottom was cut constantly. And so this is a little, you know, she was a little 5-pound preemie, and she almost died in England. And they were just throwing antibiotics into this kid's system. And no one could figure out how to heal this diaper rash that this kid had, it was very obvious yeast, but no one knew how to heal it. So when we moved here back to the States, I had my daughter, my oldest daughter, in a preschool, and the woman who owned the preschool had two girls who had yeast on their cheeks, okay? Mm-hmm. And so I have this older kid who's having challenges with these hives, which we have no idea where they're coming, and her face would blow up. And I have this baby that has this horrific yeast on her bottom, and I'm feeling like crapola, okay? And the woman who, this woman, she's an angel. She said to me, Terry, I got tired of doctors and I finally took things into my own hands and I started researching. She had me make up a concoction of Pal Darko tea and Echinacea tea and cool it down. And she had me put a product in the baby's bottle that was called Inner Strength, which what I now know was combination of acidophilus, and I don't know if probiotics were in there or not, but it was definitely probiotics of some kind. And within 3 days, but doctors on two continents could not heal, my baby girl was healed.
Wow.
And I gotta tell you, my husband fought me all the way. He's like, what are you doing? These people don't know what they're doing. And I'm like, hey, there's nothing, what else can we do? So that kid, I'm talking 3 days, gone, healed.
Wow. Okay. Surprising. Yeah.
And then when I was feeling really, really bad again and ended up having emergency surgery again. And so by this time it was like surgery number 6. And we ended up moving to Virginia Beach. So I found an allergist down there. And so I went to allergist number 2 and we did the same thing. And he said, Mrs. Wildeman, you are no longer allergic to whole milk, egg whites, beef and soybean. I don't know who told you that, but you are horrifically allergic to wheat and yeast.
Oh my gosh. Now I have heard that allergies do change, that if we have stayed away from it very carefully, we've been very stringent on staying away, that our bodies are amazing healing machines. Yes. And we can absolutely recover. We need to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to hear more about Terry's story and how she did recover to go on to be where we part of the thriving community. We'll be right back.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour, but maybe you didn't know I'm also an author, mostly nonfiction. But recently I delved into the world of children's fiction with the Pinky Chenille series. If you haven't had a chance to check out Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, go over and check it out at pinkychenille.com. That's Pinky, P-I-N-K-Y, Chenille, Chenille.com. Thanks. See you there. Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And today we're here with Terry Wilderman. She is a certified executive coach, speaker, and best-selling author of her two books called The Enchanted Boardroom, Evolve into an Unstoppable Intuitive Leader, as well as Unlock the Power in Youth. Terry's been sharing her story because I think it's really important for people to understand. A lot of us have been there. And if you are still in this process of discovery, of learning to trust your gut, of learning to go, that might be good for someone else, but not for me at this time. And I'm going to say at this time, because some things I was given as recommendations, even from, I'll say, alternative sources, other than what I like to call the medical or white coat authority, weren't right for me at the time. I just somehow knew they weren't right. Mm-hmm. And later on in the healing process, either a reintroduction to that person or rediscovery, someone else says, have you tried? And all of a sudden it was right at that time. And where we left Terry was she just found out that a bunch of old allergies were no longer true for her, but a couple of new ones had popped up their ugly head. So.
Oh, yes, they did. And that was quite a shock, quite frankly, because...
Especially if you've been living on carbs. I mean...
Well, that's exactly right. It really was. And it was one of those, ooh, well, guess what? The wheat was turning me into a very nasty person. I really, and I could feel it. I wanted to come out of my skin, you know? I was like, what is going on? And I went to a nutritionist, and this woman, she and the doctor were the very first ones to make this probiotic that went on the market called PB8. This woman was wonderful. What I realized, though, was even though I stayed away from wheat, she had me eating rye and other things. There were the rye crackers that didn't have yeast in them, so I needed to stay away from sugar and blah, blah, blah. And... you know, no ice cream. The ice cream part, it's still, that was the hard part. I like ice cream. So that was the hard part. And they put me on nystatin. It took them almost 9 months to clear out the yeast because it was off the charts because of the amount of antibiotics that I had been taking in my life. Wow. And what I realized is all the aches and pains and all the stuff that I had in high school and in grammar school and all that was directly connected to the yeast. And probably allergies, which I didn't even know I had at that time. This woman was wonderful. But like I said, she had me eating Ryvita crackers and that kind of stuff to complement the carbs. But I still was having reactions. And what I know now that I don't think we really knew then was that it was gluten. It was gluten. There wasn't a test for gluten at that time. And so I have just stopped eating wheat, anything with yeast. I avoid sugar. You know, and that was basically what became my diet for years and years and years. Even today, I am still gluten-free. I eat ice cream every once in a while. I do treat myself. All right. I watch my sugar intake. I follow somewhat of a paleo type diet. And what happened with my kids, though, was they kept getting sick from the stress. We're a military family. My husband was in command of the ship. We were deployed. He was deployed all the time. It was me with all the balls in the air, carrying everything and being CEO's wife and taking care of these babies and, you know, the families of the folks who were on the ship. That meant a lot to me from a leadership perspective. And my business went on a back burner. And Brianna had her third horrific reaction to whatever it was, which was hives on top of hives on top of hives on top of hives on top of hives. And they had her on this drug and that drug. And this time she was out of school for 3 months. And I was carrying this baby up and down the stairs. And she was, 4 or 5 years old at that time. And I just said, you know what? I can't take this anymore. The doctors had no clue. They had me quarantine her. There had to be a reason for this. So they sent me to King's Daughters Hospital. Also, the child had other issues that the doctors just, they were a little flabbergasted at. To make a very long story short, I met at an expo, it was a women's expo. I met this woman who was a nurse, but she became a chiropractor and her husband was a chiropractor. And I had gone to a chiropractor because I had a lot of lower back pain, but I was this guy just freaked me out. And so I was like, But when I met her, there was something about her and intuitively knew I could trust her. So I took myself and my two kids to this chiropractor. What I will share with you is my life changed. And my kids' life changed. My kids no longer had ear infections. I started to feel better, better, and better. And they helped me with Brianna. What we found out with Brianna when we went to King's Daughter Hospital was that she was having a reaction to sulfa drugs. And it always happened on the 10th or 11th day after she took the 10-day course of antibiotics.
It's shocking that it would take that long to show up.
And
usually with reaction pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. And wow. It didn't. It was always on the 10th day. And what happened was with that third one, that third piece in her young life, it was a combination of stress, the hives, and the joint inflammation because she also had mononucleosis.
Mm.
So that's
so Epstein-Barr, yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I had her for 3 months at home. It was horrific. But at least when you have an answer, you know how to take action. And this nurse and her husband, who were both chiropractors, they put my health life in control. There was one time I was so, so physically sick. I had a sore throat. I will never forget this day as long as I live. And it was hitting me so hard. I went to the doctor at Oceana Naval Base. And they sat, and I looked like I was drunk the way I was walking. I don't drink, but I was looking like I was drunk the way I was walking. And the doctors just sat there and said, there's nothing we can do for you. We can only treat the symptoms. And my husband didn't know what to do because I was obviously starting to get sick and go hard. I was going down very fast. And we were driving by my chiropractors and I looked at him and said, stop, I'm going into the chiropractor right now. And I did. And I went in. Both of them together worked on me for 30 minutes. I walked out a different person.
Wow.
And I looked at my husband. I said, let's go eat Chinese next door. And he's like, what? Because I was a different person from when I walked out. That's how quickly it helped me. I'm not saying chiropractic is for everybody, but it just works for our family. And,
I'm a big fan of functional medicine. I think we all have to find our place. And I actually have a team. I'm thinking I have my regular medical, Western medical practitioners. I've built a team where they are very open to my nutritionist, who also I have a chiropractor and I have a masseuse. And I have an acupuncturist. And I'm a big fan of what I call functional medicine.
Absolutely.
Which they know your whole history. Every one of them knows your whole history. It's not like they're just treating this little symptom right here, right now. They're like, well, sometimes even I forget. They go, well, Sharon, isn't this like that happened to you like 4 years ago and we discovered it was this? And that's what I'm a fan about, because oftentimes it's taken at the moment and it's not tied back. Like 10 days for your daughter, most people would say, well, how could it be a reaction to that? That was so long ago. It must have been something like most, I don't know if it's an allergy that she was going through, but I'll say most allergies happen like you eat something and it's pretty quick.
Yeah.
I think that's important to have a whole team of people who are like-minded and like-minded for yourself too.
That's right.
It's not like arguing.
They didn't know then what they know now, because each course of antibiotics was 10 days. So she was taking 10 days of antibiotics and then the reaction would happen on the 11th or 12th day. So I didn't get it. You know, duh. You ask yourself, how could you not have put it together? I just didn't.
I think a lot of us act that too, though, because I'm thinking of my medical history and that one fateful weekend where, oh, quote unquote, my autoimmune became full blown. But I'm looking back now with the help of functional medicine practitioners and my team, and we're like, wow, you know, all the markers were there that this was probably the path that was going to end up at. But
yes,
none of the dots were connected.
Yeah.
And But looking back, obviously hindsight, you could say, so that's one of the reasons I do the autoimmune hour, so people don't have to get to this point of full blown, oh my gosh, hives over hives over hives, or yes, or anything else. Yeah. Anything. We need to take one more quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll talk to Terry some more about some of the solutions that she's found. We'll be right back.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
What are all the things you witness online in a day? Cats playing piano, selfies on your feed, your friend's picture being turned into a nasty meme that's been shared 50 times, 51, 52. When someone's being bullied online, it's hard to know what to do. Now you can speak up with the witness emoji. It looks like an eye in a speech bubble, and it's in the symbol section near the clocks in your phone. You'll let the world know it isn't cool, and you'll let your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour, but maybe you didn't know I'm also an author, mostly nonfiction. But recently I delved into the world of children's fiction with the Pinky Chenille series. If you haven't had a chance to check out Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, go over and check it out at pinkychenille.com. That's Pinky, P-I-N-K-Y, Chenille, C-H-E-N-I-L-L-E.com. Thanks. See you there. Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And today we're talking with Terry Wilderman. She's a certified executive coach, speaker, best-selling author, an awesome, amazing woman who's, despite health challenges and health challenges is within her family, has created an amazing business where she helps entrepreneurs and professionals. It turns them into unstoppable, resilient, intuitive leaders. That's exactly what she does, as well as being a best-selling author. And her latest book, The Enchanted Boardroom, Evolve into an Unstoppable Intuitive Leader, has her traveling around the world, actually. And when you think about, well, she's just told us some of the challenges she's had, you're like, oh my gosh, okay, Terry, what did you do to turn it all around? Because how we've heard, you know, sometimes she couldn't even get out of bed. So.
Right. No, really, there were times. And, you know, when you're taking care of kids who are sick too, and you can't figure out what's going on, it drives you a little crazy. You start wondering, what am I doing wrong? You start questioning your parenting skills. You start, I mean, and I was clean, you know, the environment, I was looking at absolutely everything. And right after my husband gave up command of his ship, because during the years that we were there in the Norfolk, Chesapeake area, he was in command. 3 days later, I was having a full hysterectomy.
Oh my gosh. Oh my
gosh. So I had the full hysterectomy because I just couldn't take it anymore. I was a hot mess. It was 2 weeks out of every month, I was on the couch. So I had the full hysterectomy, and we ended up 6 weeks, 7 weeks later, moving to Newport, Rhode Island, where I am now. And we've been here now almost 23 years, which is great. And it was here where studying holistic medicine landed in my lap. I was always asking for guidance, always asking for support, always asking for take me where I need to go. And I met a woman who was doing this thing called Reiki, and I didn't understand what it was. Anyway, to make a long story short, I ended up becoming a Reiki master in 1998.
That's what I hear a lot, where people find something that really changes their life and then let's dive in and master ourselves.
And that was the beginning. That was actually the beginning, because being a Reiki master and working with folks, I'm an empath, which I didn't realize. And so what would happen is I would be putting my hands on people, and if I didn't shield properly, I would take on their pain. I had to really learn how to do distance healing and shield myself very, very tightly, because that kind of empathic pain. There was one time I ended up taking on somebody's back pain, and it took me a week to release it. And I was like, I'm not going there anymore. So I don't really do hands-on Reiki at all anymore. And so I did that. And it was during that time, it was Reiki that actually led me to becoming, getting certified as a coach, because I realized in doing Reiki, I would be getting so much information, because my intuition was just exploding. My chakras were opening up from top to bottom. I was becoming this open vessel for spiritual information, getting downloads. And it was just coming and coming and coming. And I didn't know how to express it. I didn't know how to ask the right questions of the people that were on my table. And what I realized was I needed to know how to ask questions. I didn't know how to do that. Yes, I was a business owner. Yes, I've been in business since I was 18 years old. I didn't talk about that, but it doesn't matter. You know, I've been in business since I was 18 years old. Even though I was great with sales and marketing and on and on and on and on, I still didn't really feel comfortable asking the right questions of the people on the table, especially when certain things and images were delivered to me. And it was then that the next thing landed in my lap, and I got certified with the Coaches Training Institute. It took me 2 years. I got licensed with the Coaches Training Institute. I got licensed as an executive coach, and I got licensed with the HeartMath Institute in California in stress resilience. So in a matter of 2 years, I got all these qualifications, which helped me help people with their stress resilience. I was able to tune and tap and turn on to what was actually causing a lot of their physical pain and emotional pain. And with the Reiki, I was able to send Reiki when I needed to. But what I found was, what I do is I tend to Reiki the room, I Reiki the equipment, I Reiki that kind of thing instead of doing Reiki on folks. And then the next tool landed in my lap, and that was EFT. And I learned EFT, which is emotional freedom technique and tapping. And then the next thing landed in my lap, which was NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. And I learned all about that. And then a few other tools landed in my lap. So where I am now in my healing is I'm the healthiest I've ever been in my entire life. I really am. And
well, that's an interesting story, because it's very similar to one that I hear a lot, that once they get to this point, then all of a sudden, all of the tools start appearing. It's fascinating to me how that happens. I hear that. And I have this similar story where a lot of tools started appearing, and it changed the way I view health. It changes the way I view ill health, or as I like to say, dis-ease instead of disease.
Yes, exactly.
The body is at dis-ease. And understanding that, one of the things you mentioned, though, I want to ask you a couple clarifying things. A lot of people may not know what Reiki is. So if you could give us a short description of Reiki, and then we'll jump to my next.
Well, a lot of folks also know it as just hands-on healing.
Okay.
Healing. Reiki is a little bit different than your classic hands-on healing, because there are two different philosophies. Hands-on healing is the energy is coming from you. Okay. It's coming from you. A lot of nurses practice hands-on healing. And then Reiki itself, the philosophy is that you go through an attunement ceremony and your chakras are opened up and the healing comes from above, and you are the channel for the healing energy. And the healing energy comes from your hands. That's really the biggest difference with Reiki. For me, it was the right place at the right time. And there's so many things in my toolkit. I mean, I also became a body talk practitioner which I don't even do that anymore. I just kept studying and studying and learning and learning, and just got very clear on the intensity of the mind-body connection.
I think that's the important place when I switched from survivor to thriver.
Exactly.
Was understanding how much the mind, the spirit, just my energy, how I'm appearing in the world, how I'm moving through the world, played into how I was feeling physically. Once I got very clear, because I'll say, you know, Western medicine is great for getting very clear on things. They're great at diagnosis.
Yes, exactly.
Once I learned my food sensitivities, once I, you know, what to stay away from, once I learned some of the other things that were actually going on in the physical body, then it was time to move into like, okay, we've got that covered, but why here? Why now? Why did it happen? And I don't mean why, like, oh, you know, you broke your elbow and whatever. This is a more like looking in ourselves and how are we moving through the world? How are we being in the world? And that I don't mean just by eating right. I mean, how are you being? Who are you being in the world? And if you're going through being quite crotchety and a sourpuss, that's going to show up in your physical body. That's just and I can think of other ways you move through that. Like if you're going through the world saying why me and a victim, that's going to show up in your body.
I do have to say one thing though, Sharon, when you're talking about being crotchety in your mindset, the wheat allergy literally turned me into a crotchety old mess.
That's true. I have noticed that many times. It doesn't have to just, you know, I've had people say, look, I was eating a particular, so whatever it was, doesn't have to be wheat. I've heard corn. I've heard soy.
Yes.
I've heard, you know, tons of people say, once I discovered that, and it doesn't be, so oftentimes it's not just one thing. That's the hard part. You're like, okay, that's a piece of the puzzle. But once I discovered that, and for me, there was a particular supplement I'd been told by a nutritionist that I still adore, absolutely adore. But just by chance, I'd been taking it daily and having a lot of pain. But I never thought about the supplement because when you read about the supplement, it made sense for what I had been saying. However, just by chance, I came down with a cold and I missed it for 3 days. I just wasn't. There was no way I was taking anything during those 3 days. And the third day I woke up and the pain was 80% gone. You know, maybe 90% gone.
Wow.
Okay, I have a cold, but this feels great. And then I slowly added back the different supplements. And one night I took that supplement. The next morning, actually in the middle of the night, I woke up in excruciating pain.
Wow.
And it's never quite clear what in that, they call it a binder, but there was something other than that particular full thing of they, you know, it's never always just
one thing. Yeah.
One thing. But there was something in that binder in that product that caused excruciating pain. And the minute I removed that, everything changed. So you're right. It's not just our how we're being mentally. There could be triggers.
Yeah, there really could be triggers. And I know for myself that I've gotten to a point in my world where I am very tuned in to what is around me and whether or not my behavior, how I'm feeling, and what I'm saying is either an allergic reaction or if it's, which I don't get allergic reactions anymore. I actually was just tested just a few weeks ago and there are no more allergies.
Fantastic.
However, there are certain foods that I eat that there's a sensitivity to. So there's a difference.
Yeah, there's a big difference.
And so right now, and they couldn't measure what I was sensitive to. They can only measure if it was a crazy reaction type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were no reactions. Oh, I take that back. There was a reaction. Highly, highly allergic to dust mites.
that's a real common one.
Oh, well. Yeah.
That's a toughie. Travel and everything.
But no more wheat. I will say this though, I do stay away from grains in general because I have found when I eat grains, I am very foggy. It does affect my joints. I get the aches and pains. I'm just not 100%. Like, and so I started experimenting. I'll have a roll with olive oil and salt because I love that, you know, I grew up on that. And so that's sort of one of those, one of my special treats. I won't go a grain again for a week. I may have a little white rice. White rice I might have, but everything else, I just completely, completely stay away from. And then maybe the next week I'll have another little piece of bread with olive oil and salt, and I'm fine when I do that. So I've reached that stage to be able to do that. But it's different for everybody. One of my very good friends right now, She finally, after all these years, realized that dairy was causing all of her issues. So she stayed away from gluten and dairy. And the moment she goes back on dairy, eating yogurt specifically, oh, geez, all kinds of crazy things start to happen. So she's learned, but it didn't come up in the allergy test. She went to the same allergist I did. It did not come up.
Oh, that's amazing. We need to take one more quick commercial break, and we'll be back with Terry, and we'll just have our final thoughts here. Hold on, guys. We'll be right back.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And today we've just been having an awesome time chatting with Terry Wilderman. She's an executive coach, speaker, and best-selling author traveling the world to help entrepreneurs and professionals become unstoppable, stress-resilient, intuitive leaders. And she's been sharing what I enjoy knowing, that raw, real story of what it's like to go through a condition where a lot of people are saying, I don't know, it's all in your head, it's not really happening, and you just start, as I like to say, questioning your sanity during this time. Yeah. But Terry's got a real story to share. But Terry, I know you're through this, it's been a while, and you're in what we call in the thrivers aisle now. Share with us, what are a few final tips that you want to say were those moments that where you went, that's a key point?
Well, I never stopped searching. That was the thing. I never stopped searching. And frankly, you know, the whole doing this whole show is a little mind-boggling for me because, frankly, I don't ever go, I don't ever talk about this stuff.
I know. That's why I appreciate it. Really, I called on your friend to do it, my dear.
Yeah. And the thing to remember is, and this was really a turning point for me, if you continue to focus on how bad your health is, and all you talk about is your poor health, your poor health, your poor health, your poor health, from a law of attraction perspective, that's what you keep inviting into your world. Mm-hmm. However, when you shift perspective, and that was a light bulb that went off for me. I was always talking about my aches, my pains, how I felt, like anybody really cared. But I was always talking about that. And then when I started really studying law of attraction, and I understood how constantly focusing on my poor health was creating a lot of it, because it did, the mind-body connection is so strong and so powerful. I started focusing on great health, and that's all I ever talk about, if I talk about health at all. I focus on how good I want to feel. I focus on how good I expect to feel. I completely have eliminated talking about poor health in my vocabulary. And when I hear people, especially in my family, whether it's my husband's family or my family, they keep talking about how bad their health is, I just walk away. I don't want to go there. I don't go there.
Stay away from that energy.
Away from that energy. And I'll tell you, that is one thing that has made a huge, huge difference in my life. Focusing on what I want instead of what I don't want. You know, now my husband and I are sitting here in conversation, go, oh, I got them sniffles. You know, something, you know, a comment like that, that isn't the big deal. Okay, I'll go run and get some vitamin C and I'll pop a couple of vitamin C's, bada bing, bada boom, I'm done. Okay, but where I'm going is your perception of the world, and if you're constantly looking at what's wrong with the world, yeah, more and more of that is what comes into you. But if you start to look at what's right in your world, and it's a muscle, it takes practice, because you didn't just get to that negative place on your own. That's a muscle too.
Exactly. You know, you've probably been exercising it for a while.
But you've been exercising it for a very long time, and you're a bodybuilder in negativity. Got it. Okay, and that was me. Frankly, as positive as I was, that side of me was much stronger than the positivity side. Then slowly, little by little by little, and I kept asking for help, and I tune in to everything that was coming to me. By nature, I am a positive person, and I do step in a state of gratitude all the time. So I'm always in gratitude, always looking for what's right with the world. And even when the negative things happen, and believe me, I've had my share of negative stuff happen, I always look for the silver lining in that negative place, and it helps me to keep my resilience and my health up. So if there's anything that I can share with your folks is, A, listen to your intuition, listen to your heart, listen to the nudges, and B, always look for what's right, even when the cloud seems very, very dark. Because there is a silver lining. I guarantee you it's a silver lining. I live it every single day. I'm a walking, talking example of it. Yes. If I can get through what I've gone through, yes, I can do it. You can do it.
Absolutely. I say that too. I mean, there were days, I have to be admit, there are moments when at the beginning where I was like, what the heck? But now, and there were times when I was only grateful for getting up that morning and blessing my body. Thank you for breathing all night long. Thank you, heart, for beating all night long. Thank you for letting me get some restful and restorative sleep. Thank you.
Yes.
Sometimes that's where it was, but not anymore, because there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
And Terry, how can people learn more about you and your beautiful work?
Thank you so much for asking, Sharon. We can go to www.intuitiveleadership.com. And from there, you can go to, you know, there's all the links, you know, all the bells and whistles to go to LinkedIn and Twitter and Pinterest and YouTube. And on that front page is a gift at the bottom of it called the quick shift zone, the quick shift technique. And that is the technique that I teach leaders how to connect with their hearts to help them get from chaos into calm and ease. And they can just download it right there. And
I should say that works if you're feeling crummy. You're like, well, Sharon, I'm not an entrepreneur. That's not the point. This is a beautiful process that works wherever, if you're in chaos and you need to move to calm.
That's exactly right. And it's, I call it the quick shift technique. And quick shift is my go-to tool about 30, 40 times a day. You know? And it's what keeps me grounded, because what it does is it reduces the cortisol levels and it increases the DHEA levels using four very simple, simple, simple techniques, steps that are very easy.
Oh, awesome. Everyone, that's intuitiveleadership.com. We'll have that on the website for you. And Terry, thank you so much for sharing your real raw story. I think it's important for people to understand there is light at the end of the tunnel.
There is.
Everyone, thank you so much for being here. Join me next Friday night for another brand new Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. Be sure and go over to lifeinterruptedradio.com and sign up for the transcripts. We have completed them all. Let's say I think we're down to one or two that we have to do. So I think we're pretty close. Anyway, if you don't see the transcript that you want, just drop us a quick email using the contact us button there on the website and check it out. You'll find, gosh, over 160 plus episodes now. We've entered into our fourth year of the Autoimmune Hour. So thank you so much for being part of the tribe. I so appreciate you and my community. Hop over to Facebook, look up Life Interrupted Radio, join us there on Facebook as well, and so we can continue the conversation. And if you are looking for specific guests or whatever, let me know on Facebook. Introduce them to me if you know them, by the way. And everyone, have a great weekend. Whatever your adventures, join me here next Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And as always, enjoy.
The information provided on lifeinterruptedradio.com is for educational purposes only. What you hear, read, and see on Life Interrupted Radio is based on experience only. The information presented here should never be used for any legal, diagnostic, or treatment purposes. Always seek sound legal, medical, and/or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on Life Interrupted Radio. You've been listening to Life Interrupted Radio. To learn more, listen to other shows, and gain free resources that can help empower your life, be sure to stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com.
Do you want to be a better leader, have better relationships, become more self-aware, be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach. And my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be. After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the 7 things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free. You've heard my show, you know my passion, and maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the 7 things that's costing you big time over at SharonSaylor.com/radio gift.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, "Sorry, I'm rambling," you say, "Thank you for listening." Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free, non-religious resource on global forgiveness.